Take a moment to get comfortable. You are going to be still for this meditation, so just make a silent commitment to keep your arms and legs exactly where you left them. But get comfortable first. Gently close your eyes and take a moment to get settled. Take a deep breath in and out. Breathe easily and gently. Let your next breath out end in a sigh. Good. Visualize a beautiful blue light centered in your throat. This light is the color of a clear blue sky. It has the energy of a vast blue ocean. This is the center of your own voice. The point where your brain and heart combine to bring forth new thought, new ideas, new concepts, new forms of expression. This is the point where you are able to share with the world who you are. This is the point where you are able to change. Change yourself, change your community, change your world. Breathe in this infinite blue into your jaw. Relax your jaw. Breathe this blue light into your tongue. Relax your tongue. Breathe this loving blue light into your ears. Relax your ears. Breathe this vast blue power into your neck. Relax your neck. Now, relax your body. Let the light flow outward, relaxing all that it touches. Let your shoulders drop. Relax your back. Let the breath fill your belly and let your hands be open and receptive, just like your mind. Relax your brain. Let the right and left sides of your brain relax and play nicely together. Let your lips rest, just gently closed, in the sweet smile of a baby. As you relax, you see that you are now in a room in your mind. This room is stacked with papers, books, with sculptures, with crafts, art, musical instruments, pens, and notebooks of all kinds. This room is filled with everything you might need to make your dreams reality. Every tool and ingredient is at your disposal. Look around this room and notice what it looks like. What's in your room? Is the room organized or messy? How does it feel to be in here? Breathe deeply. does the room smell? Is the air fresh or stuffy? Just observe gently. As you look around, you will notice a small, grumpy librarian in this room with you. This being guards this room and protects it. They take their job very seriously, but maybe have forgotten that you are their employer. Notice how protective they are. If you try to touch an object in your own room, this small being is overworked and needs a holiday. Since you are here, in the place where your dreams live, you can safely send them away to rest on a sunny beach. Visualize this wrinkly old busybody in a Speedo on a sandy beach, sipping a drink from a coconut. You have now given this overprotective part of yourself a vacation that transforms them back into who they were always meant to be, your helper, your inner ally. They will only return when the transformation is complete. Now that you are here, in your room, where your dreams live, you can begin to tidy up, organize, and enjoy this beautiful, fun room. Allow it to be a little bit messy. Creativity is always a little bit messy. Open all the windows and let the sun shine in. Let the clear, clean air fill the room. Look through your things with the delight and wonder of a small child. Every fun thing you could possibly want is in this room. You can come back to this room again and again, but for now, just pick up one object that captures your attention. Breathe deeply. Let the beautiful blue light fill this object as you hold it. Now breathe in deeply through your nose and blow out through your mouth. Keep breathing in this way. Breathe in the blue light and breathe it out onto the object. Focus the blue light with your breath and let it completely fill your creative object until it glows brightly with pure, creative, blue light. Well done. You are doing so very well. Now relax your breathing back into a gentle rhythm and listen to the sounds in your room. Listen to the joy that lives here within you. Feel the gratitude your creative ideas have for you, for birthing in them and trusting them. Feel the love and excitement that is here for you. They are all so proud of you. And now, just before you leave this place, you notice a blue ribbon on the desk. This ribbon is for you. This blue ribbon says two words. For bravery. Pick up the blue ribbon and say a silent thank you for this gift you have given yourself. You are now ready to leave this room and meet your creative mentor. Walk towards the door of your room and get a sense of your mentor on the other side. This creative mentor is a person whose guidance and experience in creative projects you trust and admire. Your mentor is a sincere, loving, and talented person. Your mentor could be someone creative in writing, like William Shakespeare or Elizabeth Barrett Browning, or in art, like Frida Kahlo or Pablo Picasso, or in music, like Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart or Ella Fitzgerald, or someone creative in social change, like Martin Luther King Jr. or Betty Friedan, or creative in science, like Marie Curie or Albert Einstein. Your mentor could be one of these people, or someone else you have a connection with. Whoever comes to your mind first is the person for you. Get a sense of your creative mentor right now, just on the other side of the door. Breathe in. And out. Open the door and see your mentor smiling at you. They are so happy to see you. Step out into the brightly lit hallway and greet your mentor with a hug, a handshake, or a bow, whatever feels natural to you. Take a moment to tell your mentor how their life work has inspired you in your life. They chuckle and say thank you, and if you look closely, you will see that they are blushing, honored by your praise. Your mentor asks you to follow them. They want to show you their room. You walk a short distance down the hallway, and you are delighted to notice that their creative room is right next door to yours. As you go into their room, you notice how incredibly messy and cluttered it is. It is a very large room, but is filled to the brim with half-finished projects, crumpled first drafts, and boxes of ideas they were too afraid to start. All their failed attempts to get past their librarian are shown to you. Now you know why your creative mentor blushed. Every masterpiece has 10,000 first drafts. Share a laugh with your mentor and thank them for their courage to show you their vulnerability. Before you leave this place, you see that your mentor has a gift for you. It is a beautiful white ribbon. It says one word. Persistence. Accept this gift and carry it with you. Thank your mentor and say goodbye, knowing that you can come back to visit them anytime you like. Now breathe deeply. Breathe fully. And gently become aware of your surroundings in this physical room you are sitting in right now. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. And gently, when you are ready, you can open your eyes. For the next 5 minutes, after this recording is finished, I invite you to do a free write. Just allowing the pen to float across the page. No editing, no scribbling. Just write down your experiences or whatever else comes to mind. Be easy and gentle about the process and allow what is within you to float to the surface and be captured by your pen. Namaste.